Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10 years I put forth here. Hopefully it's enough to, you know, come back and keep this thing rolling for the next several years. But, you know, that's out of my control. So we'll see, though. But I think we've all had a good run here, and we'll see what the future holds.
Sounds like Clay Matthews at the end of the season wanted to come back with the Green Bay Packers. Now they're talking, so we'll see what happens and let you know as soon as something breaks here. We're going to talk with Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio coming up here momentarily. A Cousin Subs, though, they've been serving up made-to-order subs hot off the grill for over 45 years. Their grill sub lineup includes the chili or the cheese steak, the Philly cheesesteak, the bacon cheddar, the mushroom Swiss, all that kind of good stuff, all with USDA choice steak or all white meat chicken. Each sub topped with only the finest freshly sliced Wisconsin cheeses and veggies and their signature bread baked daily. Don't forget about the delicious fries, the Wisconsin cheese curds. Order online. Pick up or delivery either way. Delivery, now, by the way, now available at select locations. Good stuff. Cousin Subs. Go to CousinSubs.com where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline from down in Indianapolis, Mike Clemens is here. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You know, one of the things we talk about when you come to the combine is everybody always talks about how the place is arranged because it's gone through like three different structure changes in the last 10 years. And the thing is, you know, if you were here 10, 15 years ago, you remember how cool this was. Because first of all, there wasn't that much media. You could talk to every NFL head coach and general manager and position coaches in the league. You could talk to all the top sports agents and you could talk to the top 300 college, you know, draft prospects and all in the same convention area and just talk football. And the coaches, I've figured this out. The reason the coaches are in such a good mood is because they've had a month to rest. But you know what? They're not in front of their players right now. They're just themselves. When things start up in the spring and they got 53 guys or 90 guys in their locker room, they become different animals. They have to become that coaching leader. And so I'm thinking about trying to get a feel for what Matt LaFleur is going to be like. He'll probably be a different cat once he's got players in his locker room. Right now, he's just quiet, you know, office guy. So with that, last night, you know, it's random. It still happens down here. It's a little bit different. But when I walked in today, all the agents, your buddy Lee Steinberg, David Dunn, all the agents were out in the hallway and they were talking to some of the national reporters because they had a meeting. And so lots of information coming out from that hallway chat today. And last night you run into a former longtime Packers position coach guy with another one. And, hey, how's it going? And, you know, a little joke around. I say, okay, one question. Will they bring Clay back? No, man. They didn't bring back Jordy Nelson. Why would Green Bay bring back Clay, man? They let Tremont go. He'll get a nice three-year offer. He'll probably play 2 years and make, you know, some more money. He says, look what they're doing. They're cleaning out everything there. And yet, today, there's a report from the Journal Sentinel that David Dunn, Clay's agent, who's also Aaron's agent, Aaron Rodgers, is meeting right now with Russ Ball, maybe talking about a deal for Clay Matthews.
You think he's really coming back, or do you think, I mean, would you use him, say, a middle linebacker situationally?
You know, that's, everybody talks about that, moving back to middle linebacker. I don't know if he really, you know, wants that, whatever Patton does. I'll tell you what, though, one of the things that this guy said to me last night was, your team needs linebackers. My God, Mike Patton's using safeties to play linebackers to get through the year. After Blake Martinez, you know, and Clay gone, you ain't got nobody. And I don't know if, you know, and I guess that means he's dismissing Kyler Fackrell. He doesn't anticipate Nick Perry's going to be back. And that's true. To me, the needs of the team, when you look at what happened in the last month of the season, you got to have the outside linebacker, a pass rush, somebody with more speed. In terms of what they'll do with their draft and what they'll do at free agency, you're short at safety. You know, this Ibrahim Campbell is a guy who played for a couple of games. Apparently they're high on him, even though we now know that he blew out an ACL. But safety is a big question mark. You know, and if they bring back Tremont, will he be back there? Kentrell Bryce says he wants to come back, but you really don't. You're not strong at safety at all, and you got rid of Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix. And I wouldn't mind with the 12th overall pick getting yourself the next new right tackle on offense. I mean, how much more can you ask of Brian Bulaga? Why not just get yourself the next 10-year right tackle to go with Bakhtiari for the next 5 years? That wouldn't be such a bad pick at all. But one thing's for sure. When you look at, you know, Muhammad Wilkerson, I thought Gutekunst was 50-50 on him. I mean, that was a severe ankle injury. He had to be taken to the hospital after he broke it week three against the Redskins. They had to do immediate surgery. He spent a few days in Washington. Then they had to do more surgery on it. But, you know, Goody said, well, he's in the building every day. He's trying to rehab, whether he's going to be able to go or they bring him back. But the other questions are, you know, Randall Cobb. Now, you know, some of the guys, some of the beat guys were saying, on the very last day, and I was on the air with you, so I missed this exchange. Randall was shaking hands. He was saying goodbye.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he was shaking hands. And Randall was asked, what do you want to happen, Randall? Do you want to stay in Green Bay, or what do you want to happen?
What do I want? I really don't know. It's a good question. I most importantly want my decision to be based for my family, and I'm going to take that into account.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he believes he's coming back. I mean, you can say this is what I want, but doesn't mean that's what it is you're going to get. In the meantime,
no. With Davante Adams, three rookie receivers last year, and Geronimo Allison coming back, who I told you yesterday I saw in the locker room, he looked like he's ready to go. Randall's the odd man out.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, so defensively speaking, I mean, Mike, I know that, and I agree with you. Look, hey, if they can solidify that offensive line, I think you can. You don't go wrong there, but defensively, you can throw a dart at a dartboard and figure out what you got wrong.
Yeah, and so one of the things that we asked Gutekunst was, okay, so with the guys that you did bring in, like Muhammad Wilkerson, and then this Tyler Lancaster that came up through the way and started looking pretty good toward the end of the season, how do you think the defensive line performed under Mike Pettine in 2018?
Yeah, I thought we saw some really positive sides. Obviously, you know, Kenny Clark, you know, has turned into a dominant player for us. And then, you know, Mike Daniel was, you know, steady Eddie, like he always has been. But I thought the ability, you know, late in the year, Montrevious Adams and Lancaster, and to see those guys do some really, really good things, gave us some pretty good hope going into this year that they could be significant factors for us.
Yeah, and so then, you know, everybody's mock drafts down here says this is the year of the defensive linemen in this draft. There's just a ton of outstanding defensive linemen. And we asked Gutekunst what he thinks about this draft class down here in Indy.
Yeah, the defensive front is a really strong position in this year's draft, so which is a good thing. I think that's exciting for us. Those guys don't come around a lot, so you know, we're excited to kind of see where it goes and how it falls. Got a lot of work to do between now and then, but I think there'll be opportunity to help our football team.
And a 49ers general manager, John Lynch, the former safety, he was asked at the podium the other night, how strong do you think the defensive line class is at the 2019 combine?
You know, I would tell you that it's a great year to be looking for D linemen in general. I mean, this is I hear people talking. I've been doing this for a couple years, but I mean, they're talking 8 years. This is as strong a class as, and you know, in the last 8 years at the defensive line. And I concur. And it's not just exclusively at one position. And there, you know, there's inside guys, there's outside guys. And you're right. There's some on the free agent now, as I've learned. Typically, those guys get what Robbie Gould got, you know, and they never reach the market. They get franchised, the good ones, and so. But there's a lot of options out there, and how you weigh that, I think you spend a lot of time, and if there's someone, you know, that I think obviously that the one thing about free agency is you've seen them at our level, and so if you feel confident and you have room and, you know, you don't see exactly what you're looking for, or you have other needs in the draft, I mean, that's the thing you weigh back and forth. And that's a constant conversation that is ongoing, and every team has them, and we've certainly been having those as well.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike Clemens joining us from the Combine down in Indianapolis on the Schneider Orange Hotline. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn. They are the home of the 90-day test drive. Do what I did. I ended up, I wanted a luxury car, and I happened to find one in a Ram 1500, but I found it via Van Horn. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. And you can find the car maybe you want. Find it if it qualifies. Go out. Take it for the 90-day test drive. If you don't like it, bring it back. No questions asked. No further commitment. If you do, you can get up to $2,000 off. It's that simple. They take domestic, import, all different brands, makes, models. Van Horn has it all. 16 dealerships all throughout the state and outside of the state of Wisconsin. They have got it all at Van Horn. Go to VanHornAuto.com and see what it is I'm talking about. It's where everybody's an owner. And when, yeah, you can buy a car anywhere. But when you're buying a car from a dealership, you're buying a dealership as well. Make sure you check out Van Horn because they treat you right. That is VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. More with Mike Clemens coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
It's always good to be here at the 2019 Indianapolis Combine. You know, it's fun to be here. You know what else? It is a 2019 season, y'all. You know, we start 100 years of football. You know, we in the state of Ohio, we pride ourselves on football. And, you know, I think five of the 11 original teams were from Ohio. So, you know, it's kind of exciting for 100 years of football. There's a lot of energy in 76 Lou Groza Boulevard here with the new coaching staff. You know, the guys are diligently working. You can feel that energy. By no means were we satisfied where we ended the season. You know, we ended on some positive notes here, but, you know, I think we have bigger expectations moving forward.
Those are the words of John Dorsey of the Cleveland Browns, formerly one of the head scouts of the Green Bay Packers. Hey, we're heading, we went to Super Bowl. We're heading down to spring training. Compliments to some terrific sponsors. Mike Mack, the tax attorney. It's that time of year, unfortunately. He's got a proven track record of helping Wisconsin residents and business owners, by the way, eliminate some tax problems. Go to MikeMack.com. Really good guy. Good stuff. Very common sense. MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com. Also, see Brett and the whole staff over at Robert Hack Diamonds. When you do get that tax return, you're looking for something of quality. Go to RobertHackDiamonds.com, HACK. They have a couple of locations here in the state of Wisconsin, and you can check them out at the Greenfield location, corner of 76th and Layton, or Milwaukee, Port Washington and Green Tree Roads. But they do pay the most cash for your gold, so if you do find yourself owing the IRS, you can also stop in and help yourself out that way. Go to RobertHackDiamonds.com and Brumar Productions. Tusk, the world's number one Fleetwood Mac tribute band, coming to Joliet, Illinois, April 1st. That's a Thursday night with Barracuda, the Heart Tribute Band, at the Rialto Square Theater, rialtosquare.com. You can get tickets there. However, you can also see them in Wisconsin, Friday, April 5th, in Oshkosh at the Grand Opera House. Go to thegrandoshkosh.com, thegrandoshkosh.com, Friday, April 5th, and Saturday, April 6th, back in Milwaukee with Barracuda. Pabst Theater, go to PabstTheater.org. That is PabstTheater.org and get your tickets. We saw them last year, man. They are fantastic. Mike Clemens, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us from the Combine down in Indianapolis. So you've got a guy like John Dorsey talking a lot of football. He's got some bravado now. I mean, Cleveland had a decent season by their standards, Mike, last year. A lot of GMs right now looking to upgrade.
John Dorsey, who was with the Packers for 20 years in their personnel department, who passed on Mike McCarthy. He went with Freddie Kitchens, who was Bruce Arians' quarterback coach when the Cardinals were making a run at the Super Bowl there when they beat the Packers. The Hail Mary pass from Aaron Rodgers to Jeff Janis, and then Carson Wentz comes back with two huge plays to Larry Fitzgerald, the shovel pass for the touchdown to win. And Freddie then comes in as offensive coordinator, and through all the adversity last year with the Hugh Jackson thing and Greg Williams taking over as the interim head coach, but making some boneheaded decisions at in-game management. And he went, you know what, Freddie Kitchens, the more I study him, too, he kind of reminds me of a younger Mike McCarthy. He's got kind of a southern drawl, laid back, but, you know, a grinder. And John went with him. And by the way, John Dorsey started out as a linebacker for the Packers, and his roommate was your co-host in the post-game show, Gary Ellerson. Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you. I'm sorry about that, Mike.
Yeah. So next I wanted to talk about John Lynch, the former safety, is now the GM of the 49ers. And this was interesting. You know, the 49ers came into Green Bay last year, Jimmy Garoppolo out for the season, and you're on like a third-string quarterback, C.J. Beathard, and that can almost beat you if it wasn't for a Kevin King interception. I mean, it was kind of a pathetic performance. The Packers should have wiped these guys up. They came in at 1-4, And they, you know, it was a desperation win. It was another one of those ones where, you know, it was a bad chapter for Mike McCarthy. They did manage to get the win. And I think I got to think that Mark Murphy and the brass were impressed by Kyle Shanahan as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So the question yesterday for Lynch was this: if your new head coach, Matt LaFleur, is a Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan kind of offensive guy, well, what kind of offensive lineman are they looking for the 49ers right now? And here's what John Lynch said.
Well, obviously, with the type of scheme, you know, that we play, we need guys that can really get out and move and open up and run. And you know, I think there's a misnomer that we're always looking for a smaller player. No, we'd love a 330-pound guy that can get out and go. You know, that's ideal. But we look for guys, and I think a big quality offensive lineman. You know, I used to have a old coach who used to say, offensive lineman fly airplanes, defensive line jump out, you know. And so we're looking for smart guys to play that position. They have to be able to process very quickly. Our offense, I think everybody knows, we do a lot. And so they have to be able to handle a lot of information and do so in a hurry. And so those are the type of things we're looking for.
Mike, I wanted to ask you because, you know, there, a lot of GMs, a lot of head coaches and stuff, obviously everybody's at the combine. But we find out after the fact that Todd Gurley was more nicked up than what everybody was led to believe. Now, you and I thought when we were down in Super Bowl that going into that game, Todd Gurley wasn't going to be much of a factor if that knee was bothering him. And I guess it turns out that it was really bothering him.
That was a toe injury, too, that they revealed. And we were talking about this during the NFC Championship game. Like, why is Todd Gurley on a bicycle, you know, trying to get his legs warmed up and only getting 4 or 5 carries in a critical game like that? And so Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, came clean on what happened to Todd Gurley and why he wasn't used more in the Super Bowl.
When you look at Todd's situation, he did miss the last couple games based on just the toll. You could see that he was such a warrior the way he fought through the Philadelphia game, came back, did an excellent job against Dallas. And then I think the game didn't go the way that we wanted to against New Orleans. You know, just kind of the flow of the game and the way they were playing some loaded front structures. We leaned a little bit more on making some plays through the pass game, and CJ did a nice job. And then in the Super Bowl, really, you know, Todd played 2/3 of the game. I think the problem starts with I didn't do nearly a good enough job for us and to get Todd going. But, you know, you look at some of the things and what a fine line it is between, you know, it being a totally different narrative is when it's 3-3, we're driving. He had a couple great runs to start the second half. And then when he pops a one run towards our sideline that ended up getting called back for a holding, that kind of stalled that drive. But he did a lot of things in that game that gave us a chance. And I think ultimately it's about me giving him the opportunities as well. But he's feeling good. I think anytime that you go through the amount of work that he got specifically this season, you know, there's going to be a toll it takes on your body. But from a physical and really a mental standpoint, he's in a good place. And we're excited about how Todd's feeling, you know, moving into the offseason.
And, you know, a guy who flies under the radar, I think this guy should get a whole lot more attention, is the general manager of the Los Angeles Rams, Les Snead.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who hired Sean McVay and got Ndamukong Suh to come in and all the other free agents and got the team to the Super Bowl in a couple of years. So Les Snead, pretty cool cat, man, standing there yesterday. And he was asked, you know, about the drain that McVay's only been there 2.5 years, and so many coaches have already left and gone on other jobs, like Matt LaFleur, who's now the head coach of the Packers, and then he lost his quarterback coach, Zach Taylor. He's the new head coach of the Bengals. And so Les Snead, Rams GM, was asked, how much is that hurting your offense?
The positive for us is Sean is our offensive coordinator as well. So when we lose an offensive coach, it doesn't necessarily disrupt the play calling aspect of it, but it does disrupt a lot of people who are researching and analyzing and helping Sean come up with the game plan. So there's disruption there. I think we'll need to be intentional about making sure that we continue bringing young, bright people in that we can groom, and also, you know, they can bring their DNA to us and maybe help us evolve as well.
Yeah, he's not too much of a name that you hear much about. Let's do this. Let's take one more break. We'll come back because we want to hear from Doug Peterson as well as they continue to move on. Nick Foles doesn't look like he's coming back. There's some moving going on there. I want to get into all of this. Live down at the NFL Combine, Mike Clemens joining us from NFL Sirius Radio. We'll wrap things up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much, as always. Appreciate it. 855-830-8648. Those are always the numbers to get a hold of us as we continue to kind of press on. We're down in Indianapolis talking to Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio. Final segment of the program here. Mike, now Doug Peterson, he's got a quarterback situation because, you know, it's interesting. Two things. I want to go back to something you said. I know we don't have a lot of time, but the Cleveland Browns passed on Mike McCarthy, and I was listening to you the other day, and a lot of the chatter about Mike McCarthy getting a job, I was a little surprised that he did not get one. I thought for sure somebody would snap up a Super Bowl-winning coach, but apparently most of the rhetoric that was out there was being done so by, what, Mike's agent?
I mean, it was even his agent that was drumming up the fact that, oh, the New York Jets have interest, and the people that cover the Jets say that, you know, they're not aware of that. There was an opening there, and they thought, oh, you know, I mean, his agent was able to position that to some of the national guys who got that information from that agent that said, the Jets are interested, you know, come in and develop that young quarterback, and that seemed like a pretty decent sell. And it's not like Mike has been necessarily turning down jobs. I mean, I think he's, he may be the next Chuck Pagano in terms of just, watching, or he's going to have to take an offensive coordinator job or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that people, they ask me, you're Green Bay, so, hey, do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to, get along with Matt LaFleur? And so, you talk about that. But when you talk about drama, how about the Eagles? And they win a Super Bowl. They in 2016, they used the number 2 pick overall to bring in Carson Wentz. And then in his first rookie season there, he wins some games. And then he throws 4 touchdowns. I think it was against the Broncos. But the next day, an MRI shows a torn ACL in December, late in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles comes in and still leads them all the way to a Super Bowl win. And Wentz is a high-intensity guy. Nick Foles is a very Christian faith, laid back with a teardrop bomb pass, beautiful pass. And he's just relaxed. It's, the game isn't, he doesn't care. It's the pressure's off of him. And he delivered big time in that win over the Patriots. And so then Carson, he wasn't able to start last year. He was still rehabbing that knee. And then when he did come back, they went 5 of 6, mixed results. He's trying to come back from an ACL. Then he starts having back problems. And they have to set him down and bring in Nick Foles again, who got them, into the playoffs. They ended up losing, but at least got him back in the playoffs this year. They're making decisions on veterans like Jason Pierce and Darren Sproles, where they're going to bring back those guys. But right now they're saying, we're not going to tag 30-year-old Nick Foles. Carson Wentz, at 26 years old, is the quarterback. And Doug Peterson, the head coach, explained why.
We know how we all feel about Carson. Carson's our quarterback. I love everything about Carson Wentz and the way he attacks his job every single day, the way he competes, the way he embraces the locker room, I don't put a lot of stock in that. I mean, it's his performance on the football field, obviously, and he understands where he's at. He understands he's got to stay on the field. Obviously, he knows that, but at the same time. Guys really rally around him. They support him. And he's one piece. He's not the entire football team. And, we do this thing as a team, and he's a part of that.
Now, there were some players that told anonymously that said they preferred Nick Foles in the huddle than Carson Wentz. He kind of rubs people the wrong way.
Right.
And Doug Peterson, the former Packers backup for many years, was asked this directly. But some of the players have said that Carson Wentz rubs his teammates the wrong way. And here's what Doug Peterson said.
You rub me the wrong way. I learned too, when I was a player in this business, I played with one of the greatest players and he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, in Brett Favre and Dan Marino. And you know what? They had success because you're not always going to be buddy-buddy with everybody. Do you build relationships with everybody? Yeah. But you hold everybody to a high standard, including myself. And we're not in a feel-good business. We're obviously in a business to win games and ultimately a championship, and that's our goal. If people get offended, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. And, you can't make excuses for it, but at the same time, at the end of the day, we walk out on the football field, we're united, and we play the game.
So, the quarterbacks are working out right now at Lucas Oil, and then over the weekend they'll look at the wide receivers, including the guy out of Ole Miss, DK Metcalf. He He weighs 230 pounds, 6'4". He had, in 21 games, 67 passes caught, 1,200 yards, and 14 touchdowns. And John Gruden from the Raiders was asked this question about defense. What are you looking for in a cornerback?
We got to be able to tackle, you see. I think it all starts there. You know, everybody gets enamored with the coverage ability, the length, the speed, all that stuff. You got to be able to tackle these guys in one-on-one situations. We had a guy walk in our room last night, a receiver out of Ole Miss. His name is Metcalf. I mean, he looked like Jim Brown. I mean, he's the biggest wideout I've ever seen. And you got to ask yourself, who's tackling this guy? So if you're a 179-pound corner and you're tackling a 235-pound back or a 230-pound wideout or a tight end, you got to ask yourself, you know, is this what I want to do? So you got to find guys that can tackle big time. And I think sometimes that's overlooked.
And lastly, Bill, of those of us that cover the Packers, we said, what would be the surprise move this year? And, you know, a couple of us have said Mason Crosby.
Yeah.
What if they moved on from Mason like they did with Ryan Longwell back in 2005?
Right.
And got one of these younger kickers. And, you know, special teams, the Bears, they missed a playoff advancement because of Cody Pankey and the double boink. And Mike Zimmer has lost in the playoffs because of kickers, and he struggled about it. And Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Vikings, says here's what he's thinking about doing.
Yeah, good question. You know, I've thought about that an awful lot with the, you know, with the kicking situation we've had for the 5 years that I've been there. And, you know, I think part of it is that we allow them to, especially a young guy, make some mistakes, make sure they understand that we're behind them. But I also have really been thinking hard about trying to get someone, you know, the golfers have a swing coach, you know, everybody's got coaches now to do these things. And so I've been thinking really, really hard about maybe trying to find a true kickers coach, you know, where that's all he really does.
Always great, Mike. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you, Bill.
Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. There you go. Mike Clemens, NFL Sirius Radio on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Time for us to go. Have a great weekend. We'll recap everything coming up on Monday. Till then, sup!
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.